You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to The Voice AfterBuzz TV After Show. And we are here tonight, and we're doing, like Bing always does, we are doing another episode of The Voice. And this is the top 8 live performances. So we have all the things that happen in a live performance that can't exactly be planned. For example, Terry McDermott's static electricity hair. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, yet not planned. And it could have just been because he was electric.
He could have been electric or what's it called when you rub your feet against the...
Static.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the other word I used. Yeah. Anyway, I'm your host, Michelle Macedo, and this is my co-host.
Hey, I'm Melissa Macedo.
And we are the twin duo Macedo. And so tonight's episode started off with a very lucky premiere performance of a song by 50 Cent and Adam Levine called My Life. 50 Cent came out on stage and was rapping. Adam Levine looked like Gumby a little, I realized, when he dances around.
Yes, he does. He's very vertical as a person. It was a world premiere. I liked it. I liked the song. Live, I feel like maybe I didn't get a sense of how it really sounded. I didn't really get to listen to all the words, but...
Yeah, I want to listen to it again, definitely, but that's cool. And Adam seemed really into the performance, and yay, 50 Cent was there.
Yeah, hooray.
Hooray. Anyway, then we had the rest of the top 8 performers, first one being Team Adam's Amanda Brown, mm-hmm. who sang Someone Like You by Adele. Now, we all know...
So, there's a general rule in voice competition shows, and that's you never do Adele.
Yeah, but people break this rule a lot, but... We're also used to hearing Adele sing Adele, that unless you're gonna sing in a different language or bring something totally new to it, everyone's gonna be like, oh, I wish that was Adele singing that,
mm-hmm.
you know? But Adam, yeah, and we're listening to the song right now in the background, just in case, I don't know who on earth has not heard this song, but just in case there is somebody on earth that has not heard this song, here it is. There we go. So anyway, Team Adam decided to put a rock twist to it because Amanda Brown has like a rockin' voice.
Yeah, and you know, Adam knows the rule that you can't do Adele unless you really change it up.
Yeah.
And really do something different with it. And I really think she did. I think I really liked it.
You thought it worked?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, it wouldn't be like, I wouldn't prefer the song in the rock genre, but I thought she brought something cool to it and made it like kind of a different thing, a whole different tone.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard, I can imagine hearing, but it's really hard performing.
You're listening to the
AfterBuzz. You guys, I don't know if you forgot, but you're listening to AfterBuzz TV Network.
Surprise.
So we wanted to... remind you of that and let you know that Amanda Brown, she did a good job. I don't know how I feel about the Adele cover, but for what she got, I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't listen to that song in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it should be that genre. Just for the sake of trying something new, I think it was successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Team CeeLo.
Yeah. Cody Ballou.
Somebody to love.
Yes.
By Queen.
So do you think that they're trying to compare him to Freddie Mercury?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's like, who can you touch? Who can you really do?
Whoa.
Can you really do Freddie Mercury?
Here's a rant.
No, but you know what I mean? You can't do Adele. Can you really do Freddie Mercury then?
Well, that's you can't. Thing. Really. No.
Yeah, you can't, especially this song, you know?
Yeah, you know, but I think maybe clearly they're trying to mix that up and throw that in with his image being like a modern day Freddie Mercury or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody Ballou, you know, he's still on the show every week. He does well, and I guess, you know, keeps getting voted for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so, yeah, that happens.
I think it was a good choice of a song. Who doesn't like that song? Everybody loves
that
song.
Yeah, everyone likes that song. It's just, you know, it's like he did it just like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Yeah, and then at that point, it's like, well, why not? I could just listen to Freddie Mercury singing.
Yeah. I mean, he did do a really good job.
He
does have a really amazing voice.
Yeah, he really does. Anyway, so next we had a little group performance. And it was with everybody. I'm not sure exactly what song that was. I'd never heard it before, I don't think.
I'm forgetting.
But what did you think of all of them performing together? I know that there must be a lot of pressure to, like, outshine each other.
But I actually think they have a lot more fun in those ones.
Yeah.
Because there's not as much pressure to get every note right. You know, like, if someone's off, you just hear someone's off, but you don't know who.
Yeah.
And also, it's just, like, then they finally, like, can lean on other people a little bit.
Yeah, and blend in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it did seem like they were having fun, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Go them. Anyway, Terry McDermott.
Mm-hmm. Terry McDermott.
McDermott's on Blake Shelton's team.
He sang a Blake Shelton song.
Yeah, and Blake Shelton said that he thinks that Terry should have always sung it, that it wasn't really a country song to begin with, that it was written by a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And so he thinks that it should be.
Yeah, which is interesting. I mean, I did not know that.
Do you think Blake's just being nice? By saying that he, like, would do it better?
Well, yeah, I think he's just being nice.
Yeah.
But I actually don't know Blake's version of the song. So
no, me either.
I don't really know. But I could see it. I mean, I did see it being rock. I'm interested to know what it's like with a country, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I thought that too. But he also had the little frizzies in his hair the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you guys, they went a little crazy with the smoke machine this time.
They went really crazy.
That is a lot of
I mean,
smoke.
Look, it's a lot on Terry's, but I mean, on Cassidy's, it's like almost blew her away.
It was crazy. And they just pump it out.
Yeah.
They just pump it out. Like, it just looks like a hose of water or something,
right,
which is another cool idea.
Yeah. Two things you need. Fog and a fan.
Yeah, probably fire. You need some explosions.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending
on
the song.
Always do an explosion.
That's true. Why not? Anyway, so it was really nice that it was Terry's wife's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all pretending like she couldn't be there and that he was all sad about it. When, you know, when he actually said that they had his, like, what, first or second, or his he just had one kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
His kid was born when he was in the middle of a 4-month tour.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that totally sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I would be like, yo,
yeah,
just pop this baby out.
Whoa.
Be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only requirement.
Yeah.
Don't be on tour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's rough.
Yeah, that is rough.
I can't believe, you know, like, so she must really be committed to him if she's
well, you know, and it's his dream and it's his life, so obviously he's doing really well right now, so
yeah,
it's worth it.
But Melissa, the point of the story was that she was there,
she surprised him,
in
and then
sprint,
they made out, and Carson was like, that's a show, I want to see that.
He said, I don't watch Terry and his wife make out. That for good ratings. That's good ratings or something.
Did he say that?
Yeah, you said, like, that's a good show. But can we talk about how awkward for a moment, Carson was tonight.
Well, let's move on to Melanie Martinez.
Okay,
I guess we'll talk about Carson. She sang,
and it feels like
just too close.
By Calvin Harris. Yeah.
Yes.
And she made it like a cool new acoustic version.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
I thought it was one of her better performances.
Yeah.
I think this song kind of lends itself to like slow down a little bit and be a little more subtle. But Melanie was going through a breakup.
Oh, yeah. She was going through a breakup. And guess what, guys? Everyone on national television really likes to bring it up.
Yeah.
And if you're 17 years old, you probably don't really want to talk about it. Unless it's, like, with all your friends. But you probably don't want to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
She really didn't want to talk about it. She was like, yeah, I can think of someone that it's, like, about or whatever. Yeah.
And then Adam is just like, yeah, I know it's hard in a breakup. And Adam said that his whole first album was about a breakup.
Yeah, so he knows. So. He's like, so it's good to, like, turn that around. And he was like, and I'll kick anybody's ass. Like, every time that someone tried to make her laugh about it, she was not having it.
No. Her face got very
well,
serious.
In the live performance, after the performance, Adam was like, hey, you know what the point of doing a song to someone in a breakup is? To make them
feel dumb.
To feel stupid.
He's like,
oh, and I bet that guy feels really dumb right now.
I bet that guy feels like an
idiot. Which I would be like, totally. I really hope he does. That's awesome.
I would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
He feels dumb.
And that's like funny for him to say. I mean, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah. And it's just nice of him to say. I mean,
yeah.
He's not seriously wishing badly on this random,
so, like, 17-year-old kid.
Whoever. But the weird thing was
she did not like
she
it.
She did not laugh or smile at all during that.
And then creepy Uncle Carson comes up, put his arm around her and says, he said, I hope the guy that you just broke up with or that this song is about is watching or saw that or something.
And she puts her head down and she shakes her head.
She nods her head like,
and not smiling or laughing at all. She's just nodding her head like, this is so embarrassing.
She looked humiliated, but if I were, I'd, like, play it off. Like, huh, yeah, guys are stupid.
No, me too, because, you know, it's like you don't have to show the world, like, I don't know, you know, you don't have to be, I don't know, it just seemed like.
Like, there's certain ways to deal with humiliation, I guess.
Right.
Some people just sit in it.
Yeah, so that was really awkward.
Yeah, that was super awkward, and Carson just beat it into the ground. Adam was just trying to be nice.
They were all trying to be nice, you know? And I don't know what's going on in her. Like,
yeah.
She could have, I don't know.
In her multicolored head.
She looked very serious about it.
She did. But sure, that guy does feel dumb, and I promise he was watching.
Yeah.
Probably with a lot of his friends or something. But anyway, so that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Next on Team Christina was Des Duran,
mm-hmm.
who Christina loves.
Yeah, I loves a lot. And you know what? Christina really loves all the guys and all the girls, like with Melanie.
She hates
them. She does
them.
Not.
She's extra harsh on them, and she just looks unamused
the
whole time.
So then we have Des.
And he's like, everybody thinks of me as this, like, ex-Yale football player. I'm like, yeah, that is literally the sentence they use to introduce you every time, or Carson uses, whatever. But he wants to. I didn't understand really what he was trying to do. I mean, I guess that was just hitting his story home again.
Yeah, you know,
reminding
that each
everyone.
Of them, they really like went more into their story, or
and that his like dad was upset that he didn't want to go to Yale,
or he did go to Yale, but then he left.
Yeah. Well, his dad was upset that he left, that he didn't graduate, and that he went out to pursue his career. And if I were his dad, I'd be really mad, too.
Mm.
Be like, listen, you got into Yale, you're at Yale, you're not leaving.
Mm. Yeah.
So that I could
see. But then, you know, if he didn't leave.
Well, then there's always that.
He wouldn't be on The Voice.
Then there's always that. So I bet that dad now is like, well, who would have known?
Mm-hmm.
But you should have known, Dad. That's the thing. So let's hope. I mean, he's really lucky that he's just like very good looking. Looks like a older James. I mean,
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
James Bond.
I was like, no, I was going to say James Bieber.
Oh.
And that's just a mixture of somebody else.
Yeah, and he sang a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, yes.
Smile. Something about smiling.
Can you smile?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they made this version a little funkier.
Yeah. Christina certainly was telling him how to sing it.
Yes.
Sing it like this.
But, you know, I think he did really well. His voice is very pop like that.
Yeah.
Like, it lends itself to, like, 100% pure pop. But they did make it a little funkier, a little more jazz-like, which I like that. I think it worked with him.
Yeah, they did make it funkier. They had horns in it. They had all this extra stuff, all these different orchestration that I like the song better this way. So that was cool.
Yeah.
So, but what about Trevon on Team Trevon. CeeLo?
Trevon.
Trevon.
Is
that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's not Trevon.
Okay.
Trevon is the unfortunate incident.
I know.
I know. This is Trevon.
Okay, Trevon.
The greatest love of all.
Isn't it spelled the same?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Team CeeLo.
Yeah. The greatest love of all. By Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
You don't do Adele. You don't do Whitney.
Don't do Whitney.
But everyone does Whitney on every voice
That's
competition
true.
Show.
There's not one that I'm like, you should have done that. Or you really, really, when we put you up against Whitney, you really, like, killed it. No, Whitney's version is always better.
Yeah.
There's no end to her voice or her range.
Yeah.
There's also no end to
Trevon's
range, which is crazy, but he, like, doesn't have it under control yet. It's, like, such a, like Christina said, a beast of a voice.
A beast, yeah.
That it's, like, he needs to grow into it or something.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's the key, growing into it. I mean, he's 17 or something.
Yeah.
17, I think, yeah.
Yeah, or 18.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that Trevon and Melanie are the same age.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, yeah. No, he has to grow into it, and Christina really wants to, like, guide him.
Mm.
A few weeks ago, she said, like, I just want to, like, teach you everything.
Mm. Which, maybe that will happen. Who knows? But I know that CeeLo stays pretty close with his teammates.
Yes.
Or his team members.
But no, Trevon has an amazing voice.
Yeah, he really does. Still, I don't know about the Whitney Houston. But
yeah, it was a little... I mean, Adam said, I hope this is heaven. With Trevon singing there and the whole choir in the background.
Oh, yeah, there's a choir of kids.
Yeah.
But they weren't really kids. They were, like, middle schoolers.
No, I think they're older than that.
A high school?
Maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, there was a bunch of people in the background, and Adam is hoping that's what happens in heaven.
Yeah, but it was a little Tony Macaroni.
Yeah, a little bit,
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Then next we had Nicholas David.
Mm-hmm. Guy with the beard and the hair,
saying what's
straight
going on.
Out of the '70s.
Yeah, straight out of the '70s.
Saying what's going on. He's on Team CeeLo, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen someone so clearly starstruck and not even trying to hide it than when Bill Withers walked in the room. Like, his mouth, he was sitting at the piano, his mouth was just hanging open.
Yeah, it was.
And he was like, that's the guy that wrote Lean On Me. He wrote that song.
Yeah.
Like, he wrote all these songs. And Bill Withers is, like, huge. I couldn't believe it. That's crazy. So I'm sure For Nicholas and CeeLo, Bill Withers was, like, a huge influence.
Yeah.
Remember CeeLo said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he was talking about, like, oh, if it wasn't for those songs, then...
Oh, right, yeah.
Those songs totally changed me, and, like, I grew up and was, like, different than everybody else, and...
Yeah.
Whatever, That's talking right. about that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Nicholas does what he does really well. Which is his little funk, like, 70s, very, you know, he's definitely of a different era.
Yeah, the 70s.
Yeah, he's of the 70s.
He's, like, straight out of it. I don't know if there's anything else he could do. I don't know.
And Blake said he didn't realize that you could that Nicholas was blind until then.
Right, because he's wearing like sunglasses, which like only Stevie Wonder does inside.
Actually, CeeLo was wearing sunglasses
too. Oh, that's funny. That I never even thought about that.
Yeah,
but I mean, still, I thought that was kind of weird because he hasn't worn sunglasses inside, and I'm like, why are you wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his whole look, his like signature look is just like the hair and the like weird dated suit and the like white shoes with the weird socks.
Oh, and he has a third child on his way.
On its way. On its
due
way.
Due in February. So that there's some the voice is like there's some major news going on.
Yeah, there's some major news happening.
Okay. And then we had Cassidy Pope.
Wait, what did we think? What did we think of Nicholas's performance overall?
You know, he doesn't ever really surprise me.
Yeah. Well, he's like, yeah, the same thing. I think he tried to, like, impress Bill Withers, and Bill Withers was like, no.
Yeah.
Tone it down.
Yeah.
He's like, take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and he was laughing at that, so.
Yeah.
That was fun. Anyway, so yeah, Cassidy Pope.
So she's saying Michelle Branch, which is exactly her genre, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe she's a little edgier.
Are you happy now?
But I felt like it completely worked for her.
Yeah.
And gotta love Michelle Branch.
I know. And we were just talking about what happened to her.
Yeah, I don't know. She had a great album.
That she did.
Yeah.
Love that album. Listen to it. It's on repeat in, as Marissa guessed accurately, in 2001 when it came out.
Yeah.
When it came out.
And you know what? Her voice is like her range, and like she has a higher voice, and it really
Cassidy Pope.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it really works. Like I thought she did really well. Obviously, after a performance like last week, you can't do that again. That's why it's like special because you do it once.
I mean, yeah, she really had her shot to blow everyone away last week, and she did. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I mean, I think that everyone just has more respect for her, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that no matter what she would have done this week, obviously last week, it's going to, like, blow it out of the water. So, yeah, it sounded good. It was, like, it fit her genre and stuff.
Yeah, and unfortunately, her dad hasn't contacted her yet.
I know.
Which pisses me off.
Well, listen, I can tell you that up till now, he hasn't been a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to rise to the occasion.
That's true.
Because all of a sudden, now that she's famous, he's like going to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a blessing in disguise that he's not contacting her.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So,
stay strong.
I know it hurts. And it also seems to probably be like most of who she's singing to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of what made last week's performance so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe she was talking about him or her great-grandmother or something. But, that's really sad, and that's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, whatever. We can be fine without him, right, Cassidy?
Yeah, Cassidy. It's okay. You don't need him.
So, should we?
Oh, wait. Let me just say that was also when Adam said multiple times that he hates the Roxy, that he'll never play at the Roxy ever again.
He said they didn't. Oh, right. Adam opened for Maroon 5 opened for Michelle Branch and
at the Roxy, in Hollywood on Sunset.
And there was no even dressing room for them.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Let me just say.
And he said it was a horrible experience and that they were awful.
Yeah, and that they screwed him over. That's what he said. They screwed him.
That's pretty intense.
And then he said, what? They screwed me over. And then he said, well, now they know or something.
No, he said, and everyone was like, oh, like that's a really intense thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, and they're paying for it now. That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Like, right now.
No, but it's good. If a venue doesn't treat the artist well, and the artist doesn't have a voice, when the artist has a voice...
Exactly.
They need to be like, hey, you can't treat artists like crap.
That's very true. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what they did, but, you know, Melissa and I, playing in a band all around L.A., We've played on the Sunset Strip many times, and we know a lot of the venues that do that, and that unfortunately are very either mean to artists or disrespectful. And it's just, or it could be a very hostile environment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and some of the venues are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Roxy, we've only played on the Rocks upstairs and had a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anyway.
That's all we can say.
Yeah. But I believe Adam.
I believe Adam, yes.
I trust that.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time before.
There are some venues I could drop right now that are horrible, but we'll do that when we're not right here right now. ask me later. All right, should we move on to predictions?
Yeah, let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So first, let's predict two people who are going home, and then one winner.
Okay, so the two people that are going home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is tough.
Yeah, it is hard.
Okay, I think maybe Nicholas.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe Cody Blue.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Cody OMG.
Blue.
You're copying me. You're reading my mind.
Copying me. And Nicholas David.
Yeah. Okay, now who do you think is going to win? Maybe Amanda Brown.
Amanda Brown might win. She might win, but Trevin might win.
Yeah, that's true.
And Cassidy might win.
Really? I don't know.
Okay, let's just say, I'm going to say Trevin.
I think the person that's, like, surprised me the most is, like, Amanda.
That's true. All right, well, there it is. Let's see what happens.
There it is, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Michelle Macedo, and you can follow me on Twitter at Macedo Music.
I'm Melissa Macedo. You can follow me at Melissa Macedo M.
And if you guys have any questions or want to say anything to us, you can tweet us at AfterBuzz TV. Check us out on iTunes. Download the podcast. All that good stuff. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week on The Voice.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.